Many works by Turner in this period of his life, like Slave Ship, Slavers Throwing Overboard the Dead and Dying, Typhoon Coming On, and Rain, Steam, and Speed, The Great Western Railway, use the same effect. But The Fighting Téméraire stands out because of the naturalistic portrayal of the ship compared to the rest of the work. Turner thought The Fighting Téméraire was one of his more important works. He never sold it, instead keeping it in his studio along with many of his other canvases. When he died in 1851, he bequeathed it and the rest of the paintings he owned to the nation. It quickly became seen as an image of Britain's relationship to industrialization. Steam power had proved itself to be much stronger and more efficient than old technology, but that efficiency came with the cost of centuries of proud tradition. Beyond its national importance, The Fighting Téméraire is also a personal reflection by the artist on his own career. Turner was 64 when he painted it. He'd been exhibiting at the Royal Academy of Art since he was 15. He became a member at age 24, later taking a position as a professor of painting. However, the year before he painted The Fighting Téméraire, Turner resigned his professorship and largely lived in secrecy and seclusion. Although Turner remained one of the most famous artists in England until his death, by the late 1830s, he may have thought he was being superseded by younger artists working in drastically different styles. He may have become nostalgic for the country he grew up in compared to the one in which he now lived. Rain, Steam, Speed, The Great Western Railway would reflect a similar interest in the changing British landscape several years later, focused on the dynamic nature of technology. The Fighting Téméraire presents a mournful version of what technology had replaced, for better or for worse. Excerpted from Dr. Abraham Fox, J.M.W. Turner, The Fighting Téméraire in Smart History, August 9, 2015, Access, September 20. All Smart History content is available for free at www.smarthistory.org, Creative Commons License, BY-NC-SA. By 1840, Turner's innovations, which were not universally accepted as good workmanship by all, collided with the British Empire's historical connections to slavery. Dredging up that shameful history, since slavery was now illegal in England, and combining it with Turner's frenzied, brushy style created an art world scandal. And scandal and derision is not something Turner was used to. The young man who used to purposely delay finishing his paintings so he could put the finishing touches on them while they were being hung at show so he could hear the compliments and gather attention was not in a position that he was prepared for when the newspapers ran biting negative reviews about his work. It would be unfair to judge the mainstream art world without establishing what they were expecting at the show. This piece, by Sir Edwin Landseer, was the painting that took best in show in 1840, and was the kind of light-hearted satire that viewers enjoyed. The dogs represented their various owners, or personalities, of the judicial system of London, and while it may have been a slight jab at individuals in the legal profession, it was in no way judgmental of British culture as a whole, unlike Turner's Slave Ship. Throwing slaves overboard when a storm was coming was a common insurance fraud perpetrated by slave runners. Like other commodities and goods, slaves were insured against loss and damage by those that transported them. However, if they died of natural causes, like illness, during the journey, the insurance did not pay out. Therefore, it was common for slavers to see a storm coming and then throw overboard anyone who was ill, dying, or deceased, and then claim them as lost at sea due to the storm. While this practice was no longer in practice by British ships, as slave running was now illegal, this was part of their cultural history. Unless viewers feel unprovoked by this image, or were at a loss for its subjects, Turner included an excerpt of an unfinished poem that he'd written in 1812, titled Fallacies of Hope. "Aloft all hands, strike the topmasts and belay. You angry setting sun and fierce-edged clouds, declare the typhoon's coming. Before it sweeps your decks, throw overboard the dead and dying, ne'er heed their chains. Hope, hope, fallacious hope, where is thy market now?" Ultimately, Turner was determined, as a British romantic painter, to make landscape painting equal to history painting, and raise its standing in the academy. In his earlier works, he incorporated elements of composition and atmosphere, like those of the famous 17th and 18th century landscape painters Claude Lorrain. He added meaning and narrative to his landscapes. Yet, the logical progression of his innovative painting techniques and fascination with depicting light was for him to be drawn to the sublime power of nature.